Good evening, everyone. This isn't one of my daily posts. It's not one I'm going to be putting on a playlist. It's just an extra one trying to answer Sarah's question about Audiomo. Now, I'm not an expert on Audiomo, by any means, and I don't know if there have been any changes, but in the past there weren't topics for the different days like there are for the October and February challenges. I think it's just a piece of audio of your choice, and some people follow themes, their own themes, but as far as I know, you can put anything on there. So I hope we hear from lots of people, including you, Sarah. And I've still got a couple of things to catch up on here. As far as I know, it was supposed to be called Tara in Gone with the Wind, the house. I read the book when I was young. I tried to get the book on Audible recently and it's not on there. Can you believe it? I think in Braille it was in 21 volumes, but that was the old interlined Braille. So I don't think it's really that, as long as it sounds. Oh, Pinky, for goodness sake, I didn't hear you coming, because I'm upstairs and there's a fan on in here. And she just jumped up on the bed and bombarded me straight in the face with no by your leave. What else? Rebecca, yeah, no one can beat the book of Rebecca. I always prefer the books anyway. The films are all right, but Rebecca the book is brilliant. And talking of books, as I was on one of my posts recently, the Earth Children series, Gwentleyanne commented and she said she liked the first one in the series, the Clan of the Cave Bear, but she didn't like the way the people in the series called the others spoke about and treated the Neanderthals. But I guess that is what people do, unfortunately. She's banging her head against the phone. Stop bombarding the phone. That is how people treat those they consider to have less intelligence, I think. I mean, I don't want to get too political on this subject. And I agree it wasn't very nice, but I think it's probably what did happen. But we only have to think of the Europeans, the white people and the Europeans going into uncharted territory, Africa, America, etc., etc., how they turned the lives of the natives upside down and they forced their own religion on. I'm not meaning to be offensive, I'm just stating facts here. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with the religion, but they did consider the people, because they had different coloured skins, as savages. And they didn't treat them very nicely, as we all know, and that's an understatement. And they forced the Christian religion on a lot of, well, certainly in Africa they did, on a lot of the natives. So I don't really think that is any different to what happened. Well, we don't know if this is what happened. I don't know if Jean M. All based her books. I know she certainly did a lot of research about implements and habitation, or habitat, I should say, and you know, the caves and stuff. She visited all these sites, but whether there's scientific evidence of why the Neanderthals died out, I don't really know. I guess the others, as they were called, our ancestors, ancient ancestors, probably forced them out, forced them to extinction. Unless it was climate change or something like that, I don't know. Maybe they forced them, took their lands off them. I mean, it's this sort of thing has literally been going on since time began. Wars over land and religion. I mean, go figure. Anyway, I hope I haven't been offensive. I certainly didn't mean to be, because I'm not talking about anything that is currently afoot. I'm keeping off those subjects, but I'm talking about ancient history and not so ancient history, as in a few hundred years, well, you know, hundreds rather than thousands or millions, not millions, hundreds rather than many thousands of years of wars over land and religion, really, or wars, not wars as such, but people forcing themselves into land that really wasn't theirs and taking up residence there and really, in some cases, culling the natives. I think that's just so... I don't think that's any different in our recent history to the ancient history of the Ice Age. But all of it's very unpleasant. And thank you for your suggestion, Shannon, of, well, someone that you know really thought the scapegoat, which is in another Du Maurier book, is very good. So I never thought of reading that one. I'm struggling with Hungry Hill, I must admit. I haven't gone back to that anymore. I just don't think that that's going to captivate me at all. But I think I might try the scapegoat, because I do like her style of writing and her subject matter. And I do like... I liked Jamaica Inn. I know Aunt Patience was a bit irritating, but I do like Jamaica Inn because it's very atmospheric of the moor, the Cornish moor and countryside. Anyway, I hope you like my accompaniment to this. Say goodbye now. She's mad. Anyway, I'm doing this in the app. I don't very often use the audio app anymore because I prefer to upload voice memos, because then I've got them for good, but I'm not really bothered whether I have this one or not. So I hope you've all had a good day, or are having a good day, or are having a good, well, yeah, morning, waking up to a nice day wherever you are. Bye for now. I can't hear to pause this. I'll have to try and double tap it, but sometimes that doesn't work because she's too loud.